WTOP News Time 5:13.
Thomas Jefferson penned the words, "All men are created equal." And WTOP's Man About Town, Bob Madigan, reports he called slavery an abominable crime.
Yet he was a lifelong slaveholder.
In many ways, slavery, its history, its impact, its continuing legacy, is really the last great unmentionable in public discourse.
Lonnie Bunch, the director of the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture, says that's the reason for this new exhibition entitled Jefferson and Slavery at Monticello, Paradox of Liberty, where I met a man whose ancestors were among Jefferson's slaves at Monticello.
Bill Webb, descendant of Brown Covert.
And his feelings about Thomas Jefferson.
He was a product of his time. He was probably no better or worse slave owner than anyone else. He kept such records that it certainly gives me a way of tracking down a lot of information. It was his property he was keeping track of, but it helps me hundreds of years later.
Jefferson and Slavery at Monticello, Paradox of Liberty, here at the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture. Bob Madigan, WTOP News.
Big news in the NFL and the coaching ranks. We'll talk about it next with Craig Heist, 5:14.